Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
100,000 out of the 200 and some that have died. Or not 200 and some yet, it's 189 or whatever it is now.
U.S. COVID infected in America, 6,344,700. U.S. COVID deaths, 189,506.
It's estimated that 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
The 200,000 people that have died.
200.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
There's a mask requirement inside D.C. restaurants, yet President Biden and the First Lady were not wearing masks while walking around a D.C. restaurant on Saturday. Why?
So I would say, of course, there are moments when we all don't put masks back on as quickly as we should.
Did you forget the rules?
If you're vaccinated and your family members are vaccinated, those who are eligible, and that is obviously very young children and not yet eligible, then you can enjoy the holidays.
Well, label me thankful.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The problems that already exist with respect to inflation. And as you know, inflation is a tax on the working and middle class more than it's a tax on anybody else.
All those economic problems add up to a big political problem for the president. Is all of this his fault? Of course not.
We'll talk about it when you want to talk about it. I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The toll-free number is 844-500-4242. 774 asks, Captain, whatever happened to that state trooper who became deathly ill right after getting his COVID shot? Has it been determined one way or another if COVID caused it? I am a corrections officer, and I just spent several days guarding an inmate at a hospital who developed seizures one day after getting his vaccination. They don't know if it caused it or not. They don't know if what caused this guy to become deathly ill. He's still in intensive care. There are slight improvements. That's the way it was described to me this morning when I talked to somebody who knows what's going on with him. That they've cut. He's able to breathe more on his own. They've cut down the level of oxygen they're giving him. So he's doing a little better. But he's I don't think he's out of the woods yet. It's going to be a long and lengthy recovery process. Would be my assessment from what I'm being told. And I don't blame you for being concerned. There's another guy who right now I don't know if I mentioned this in the first hour. He got a vaccination. He wasn't an anti-vax or anything, state cop, and he got very, very sick. And he went to his doctor, and he told the doctor, "I got to get another shot, or they're going to lay me off. I'm going to put me on suspension." And the doctor said, "For your own health, for your own safety, don't get another shot until December at the earliest." And so he went and he told his the job that that's what his doctor had told him, and they said, "Well, that's too bad. You're not going to come in after because he hadn't filed for an exemption. He thought he was going to get it, but because his doctor told him not to get it, he wasn't going to get it. So they said, don't come back until you get the shot. We're not firing you, but you're on unpaid suspension until you get the shot." I mean, this seems terribly unfair to me. And you know me, I've written a lot of stuff about the state police. I've been on their case for a long time. I'm not supporting their crimes or anything like this. It just isn't fair to the honest and hardworking state cops. You shouldn't treat anybody like this, especially for no reason. What is the reason for doing this? Other than just getting your control. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We're going to get back. A lot of people want to talk about the mandates and some about Schumer's dogs. I know there's some TSA dogs, but Schumer's talking about using a lot more dogs. It's pretty clear if he has to. And it would take a long time to get these dogs into the airports. And you know what? I don't even think it's a good idea anyway. You know, again, there are too many people that are scared of dogs. That there's all these people that are stoned basically in airports. I you know what? If you have a problem with flying, I don't blame you for getting a little high. But again, you put dogs into that mix. And again, what are the dogs going to do? The dogs can't check your driver's license.
They're just a human being.
Are the dogs going to be able to spot the concealed gun in your hand luggage? I don't think so. I don't think so. Anyway, but first, I want to play. This is our weekly our new weekly segment, the Let's Go Brandon segment of the Howie Carr Show. It's not just Let's Go Brandon. Sometimes we have to bleep it out because they're really using the original.
Let's go, Brandon.
That's the little kid. He knows the rules. But anyway, there was a is this one from Germany, or is it some protest of Germany?
It is actually in Germany. They are Germans protesting presumably the vaccine mandates and things like that.
Im Deutschland, in other words.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Im Deutschland. Listen to this. Cut 32.
Let's go, Brandon!
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 East Germany.
Now, here's the more traditional one, and you'll notice these things began. Well, the first one began in Talladega, Alabama, and then it was into the Southeastern Conference football stadiums in the Southeast. And as far west as Texas. Now it's in Blue, California. This was one of the playoff games in San Francisco on Friday night. Cut 28.
Joe Biden! Joe Biden! Joe Biden! Joe Biden! Joe Biden! Joe Biden!
And it says here on the cut sheet, Dodgers fans. That was in San Francisco. How do we know they were Dodgers fans?
They were playing the Dodgers in the playoffs, and on the video, they were chanting that, and they actually had plexiglass in front of them, like stanchions put up in the bleachers or wherever they were.
So we think they were from L.A., not from San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were, because the Dodgers and Giants played in the playoffs, so they were wearing Dodgers gear.
Oh, okay. So that's okay. So now we have, this is in D.C. I mean, D.C. is even bluer than San Francisco, I would say. But this is what they were chanting in D.C. at a concert on Saturday night,
29.
And now let's move a little bit north. Let's move up the Amtrak corridor to New York City, home of de Blasio. For at least a few more months. Cut 30. Saturday. If it had been a day later, they probably would have been chanting about the New York Giants after their stinker that they turned in. But it was a good week for the New York football fans because the Jets had a bye week. So they only lost one game. Okay, now this next one is a Texas line dance. Now we're back into the red states for our last Joe Biden cut of the day, this Monday. Cut 31.
That crowd was into it.
I'll bet. They used to have that line dance show on one of those country music TV stations. I'm not even sure that cable channel is still around anymore. Can you imagine what they'd be doing with that now if that station was still around, that channel or that show? Wow. They'd be going crazy. 844-500-4242. Sharon, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sharon.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to say, just because I'm not sure how much is being said to the public, the child welfare social workers of Massachusetts, as well as other state workers, today's the mandate that goes into effect that, you know, Governor Baker put on. Every state worker has been denied their exemption. Most who have received an answer prior to today were told that they successfully demonstrated sincerely held beliefs, however, that we would be a hardship to the agency. As of today, they've now changed the wording. They haven't even put in that the person has successfully demonstrated their belief. They've taken that out, and now they're just letting people know that they're denied due to the hardship on the agency. And I just want people to know that workers are offering to pay out of pocket to be tested in order to work with the community to continue being safe while also being able to honor their sincerely held beliefs.
Sharon, let me stop you right there. So what I was thinking when the last caller of the last hour, Andrea, said successfully demonstrated religious beliefs, I thought to myself, will that make the person eligible for unemployment if they get laid off?
So the state is telling us that we are not eligible for unemployment, and they are also strongly encouraging us to resign.
Sharon, do you have copies of both of those letters?
Yes, sir, and I believe that others have sent that to you as well, but we will make sure to get that to you.
Will you send them to newstips@bostonherald.com?
Yes.
Yeah, that was what I put at the bottom of my column yesterday. One word, newstips@bostonherald.com. And I need to get both of them. So, in other words, they're flipping around just like they flipped around on the prison guards last week.
Yes, they're flipping around. Prior to today, they were saying people did demonstrate successful religious beliefs. However, so today they changed it, and now it doesn't say that. It says something else, and now it even says, please check the box of what you will be doing within the next 3 days. Are you resigning? Are you not following through? So nobody, and just to make it clear, the social workers who right now are being denied are not being, we are not being represented by our union. They have taken a stance. Yeah. It's very saddening to see on the TV the state trooper union president doing exactly what he should be doing. We wish we were supported in that way. And we are not getting the support we need. We are just being told, you know, let's see what happens. And today, thousands of us don't know if we have a job as of tomorrow.
Sharon, do you want to talk to somebody from the Herald off the record?
Yes, please.
Okay, can you hang on and talk to Matt, and he'll take your number, and we'll have somebody call you. And again, and make sure we get those two. We want the two letters: the one that said you've successfully demonstrated your belief, and then the one saying you haven't successfully demonstrated your belief. I mean, it's just outrageous the way they're treating people. Don't deserve to be treated this way. Nobody does, especially when they haven't done anything wrong. They're making it. It's one thing to, you know, if you've done something wrong, make an example so somebody else doesn't do the same thing. But they're making an example out of all these people because they refuse to submit. That's what it comes down to. And they say, oh, they're ignorant. Well, how are they ignorant? People get vaccinated and they're dying. They don't get vaccinated and they're dying. Some people don't get vaccinated, they don't die. Some people get vaccinated, don't. It's life. It's the way it goes with a virus. All right. Hold on, Sharon, and we'll get your number. And again, send that to newstips@bostonherald.com and anonymity guaranteed. There's so much going on in the world that, and we're just talking about it right now with these vaccine mandates. Sometimes you need a break. You can't always control the vibes out there. But you can always control the vibes in your head with a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears. And the new everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. I was taking a break from the vicissitudes of life yesterday, and again, I've discovered another new online radio station that I can listen to the old music. This is swingcityradio.com, and I like it even better than biltmoreradio.org, which I'd been listening to, or UK40s or UK50s. I just like to listen to the old music, and I can get anything I want on my Raycon wireless earbuds. I mean, I know it's a really a niche market, a niche on a niche on a niche. But I don't have to worry about offending anybody or, you know, boring anybody or getting on anybody's nerves, because it's all just in my own ears with my Raycon wireless earbuds. The new Everyday Raycon earbuds come with an improved rubber oil look and feel and optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. I heard some great new song, 40 Cups of Coffee by Ella Mae Morse. I'd never heard that song before, and I was just humming along with it, walking down by the Intercoastal Waterway. You get three new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best with just the right amount of bass. You get pure mode, podcast listening, blues, instrumental, etc., balance mode, podcast listening, rock, heavy metal music, and bass mode if you're into hip-hop, EDM, reggae, etc., which I'm not, obviously. Raycons offer 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. There's also a built-in mic, and you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Right now, Howie Carr Show listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
One of the great things about being a Democrat is when you say something crazy, sometimes the media will just give you a pass. Where if a Republican said something this nutty, they would be all over it, you know, to humiliate the Republican for saying something that dumb. So Schumer's getting the benefit of being a Democrat today, the Senate Majority Leader. The TSA should use its canine teams to keep airport security lines moving if there is a worker shortage. Amid the federal COVID-19 mandate, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said yesterday. This was his weekly press conference in New York City. So I doesn't seem like a real good idea to me.
Sounds today's, to me like he's hearkening back to the days of Jim Crow, actually.
Yeah. Again, was Bull Connor, the police commissioner of the city of Birmingham, Alabama, who let the dogs go on the demonstrators back in, what, 65? Was he a Republican or was he a Democrat? I believe he was a Democrat, like George Corley Wallace, who Tom Perez, then DNC chairman, claimed he thought was a Republican. No, Tom, and I believe you knew better when you said it. Anyway, today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Their winter room rate of $110 is on. Book an ocean view room with a fireplace and two queen-sized beds, and it's pet-friendly, too, at NausetBeachInn.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should police dogs be used at airports to keep security lines moving?
I think it's a bad idea, no.
56% now say no, they should not.
All right. Nancy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hi, thanks very much for taking my call. As I told you, Screener, I have worked in healthcare in the Boston area for over 30 years. Last 20 of those years has been at Mass General Brigham. I applied for the exemption, was denied. When I got back to the committee, they call themselves the Religious Exemption Committee. So I reached out to them, asked if I could please speak to a person, and I get an automated text back that this is an automated text that our decision has been final. Please do not reply again. So my question is, many people I work with, they've lost 15% of their workforce in the past month. And as I said, I had COVID. I worked during the pandemic. I did not get the vaccine. I have my reasons.
You were a hero. You were a hero, in other words, Nancy. Right, so, and now you're a zero.
Well, now right? I'm an unemployed hero. So I resigned my position. And I'm just trying to reach out if you can point me in the direction, because many of us want to file a class action lawsuit against them. Because, as I said, the Brigham has become part hospital and part political soapbox, because in addition to the mandates, for the past year, we get emails every single day telling us what to think, what not to think, what to say, what not to say, how to act, how not to act. So it is so politicized.
I don't know. It's so hard. Going up against Mass General, that's like fighting City Hall. And, you know, they say you can't fight City Hall. If a lawyer wants to step forward, please do so. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I got a lot of stories to get through here today and a lot of cuts, but people want to talk, so I think I'm gonna let them talk for a while, because we got a couple of good topics here, and one of them is the dogs at the airport, and the other one is, of course, these layoffs. And again, they're all over the place, not just in Massachusetts. We mentioned earlier Los Alamos, the nuclear lab going back to the days of, I guess, World War II. It's laying off over 100 people, including people who telecommute. Telecommute, it's not like being a judge, you know, where you're just like lounging and not doing anything. I mean, these people actually work. But even if they're telecommuting and they haven't been to the lab for a year and a half, they still have to get the vaccine. I think that woman Nancy is onto something, that it's become these hospitals, these government office buildings, these corporations like Walmart, they've become political re-education camps. It's really, really bad. Larry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Larry.
Don't mean to shock you, Howie, but you're right and Schumer's wrong. Look, I spend time as the deputy director in the anti-terrorism assistance training program, and we oversaw the training of dogs. Number one,
yeah.
Dogs can't check your ID to find out if your face matches what's on your ID.
Right.
Number two, dogs can't run screening machines and that where they look up to see what's inside your luggage. Three, dogs don't have x-ray vision. Dogs, if you have to have a pat down, the best the dog can do is come up and sniff your crotch, okay? Then you got the problem. You've got the dog handler, because these dogs don't operate on them by themselves. They don't take the subway to come to work, or they don't get in a car and drive themselves. They have to have a handler. And then these dogs, they have a limited work period, because if they're not getting a positive feedback, they get bored. And so then also you got to go out and you got to, you know, to have your pooper scooper handy. I mean,
I never even thought about the dogs getting bored. I thought about all the other things, but I never thought about the dogs getting bored, just like everybody else does if nothing's happening, right?
Oh, yeah. Look, it's tough. You know, the dog, you either use food reward or play reward to build in their ability to find explosives or find drugs or whatever. And, you know, they don't have multiple abilities to find, bottles of 12 ounces of liquid in your bottle. So it is so totally ignorant that just the fact that he suggests it shows he doesn't know what he's talking about. And I'm sorry, to shock you with that.
I saw him once walking through an airport in D.C., and he was trailed by these two coat holders, and they were classic, congressional aide types, like they worshipped him, and he was talking on his phone, you know, like he was the most important guy in the world, and I get the feeling he's just never paid any attention to anything that's going on in an airport or at a football stadium or at Disney World or any place where there are a lot of people standing in lines. Because there's no way he could come up with this. Or if his aide came up with it, he would say, forget this. This is stupid. But, you know, and again, it's lucky to be a Democrat. The only place I saw this was in the New York Post. It was just a one-column headline deep inside. I missed it the first time I went through the paper today. But, talk about foolishness. I mean, what happens the first time a dog bites a little kid? You know, or a dog bites a member of a protected class that doesn't like dogs, or I mean, there's just so many things that could go wrong. It's like what did Woody Hayes used to say about throwing a pass? There's only three things that can happen when you throw a pass, and two of them are bad, meaning an interception or an incompletion. But I mean, there's how many things could go wrong with having these dogs at these airports in these security lines, where people are already, I mean, even if they're not misbehaving, they're kind of, everybody's kind of jittery and a little nervous, you know, or just because you're worried about making the flight, you're worried about the other people who are with you, you're worried about it, you know, did you forget and leave something in? Are you going to have a problem? is there not going to be anyone to give you a pat down if you have, you know, metal in your body, like, for instance, I do. A lot of people do these days. I mean, there's so many things that you're thinking about. The last thing you need is a damn dog, you know, sniffing around. And I love dogs. And I don't have any – I've never had a problem with a dog, with a police dog. But it's just a recipe, as Larry said, for problems. Roger, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Roger.
Hi, Howie. Hi. I work for IBM.
Yeah.
I work for IBM, and I've been telecommuting for a year and a half. And earlier this month, on the 7th, they basically said that because of the Biden executive order, they're mandating that everyone is fully vaccinated, meaning 2 weeks since your last dose, by December 8th, or you get placed on unpaid leave. You still keep your job, but you're not getting a paycheck anymore.
Well, I mean, number one, they say they've presented the order now to be reviewed, but there is no order, basically, right, until it's officially promulgated. So they're gonna lay you off on an order that basically doesn't exist. Did you talk to anybody about this?
Yeah. So there's like a religious exemption process. They only give you like 100 characters. I haven't heard back. I don't think anyone's heard back with respect to that. But yeah, I've already started looking for another job in the event that I don't get that religious accommodation.
Yeah. So I mean, what do you? Why do you? If you've been telecommuting, did you ask them to? Why do you need to be vaccinated if you're not going into the office?
They cite the executive order that doesn't exist and just say that everyone, even if you've had this, even if you've had COVID, even if you're not going to the office, you're still going to get it. And too bad.
Man, how many people in this are in this situation that you know of in your company?
I know one other guy is threatened to quit. I think pretty much everyone else has gotten the vaccine, though.
Wow. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Roger. I wish I could refer you and Nancy and everybody else to a lawyer, but I mean, it's difficult going up against a company like IBM or Mass General, especially when, you know, they got the courts on their side, you know, whether it's the federal courts or the state courts. And, you know, the Conservative Treehouse, which is a very conservative website that I read a lot. There's a guy named Sundance. He runs it. And he said, you know, that people are wasting these unions and individual workers are wasting their money on lawyers taking it to court, because the courts are always going to rule against you, because the reason you get to be a judge is because you played ball and you gave money, you held signs. So you're not going to get, chances are you're not going to get out of line. You're going along with the program. You know, that's why I always say in the halls of justice, the only justice is in the halls. People are just going to have to take matters into their own hands, like the Southwest airline pilots did, you know, although I know everybody says they didn't. And again, I guess they didn't show up at the headquarters today. I think they're in Dallas. Hundreds of them didn't have a wildcat strike, a walkout last week or 2 weeks ago. I guess they didn't have hundreds of them in front of the headquarters today protesting. Because Jim Psaki would say it didn't really happen, I guess. 844-500-4242. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, hi, Howie. I was wondering whether you had seen that the Canadian government has banned the phrase, "Let's go, Brandon."
Thank you for reminding me, Bill, because I have it right here in front of me. I appreciate that. In a letter recently sent to government employees, Shared Services Canada said no one is allowed to say, "Let's go, Brandon." The letter said the use of colloquialism or saying with intended double meaning or offense is strictly prohibited in all means of correspondence and or communication. How do they mind read to know that this is a double meaning of offense, Bill?
Oh,
how do they know
God.
That?
I have no clue. I mean, this is getting dumber and dumber and dumber.
Okay, let me. The letter continues, Bill. Specifically, the use of the wording "Let's go, Brandon," or any variation thereof under any circumstance is banned by the Canadian Public Service. There will be a zero tolerance. This is a zero tolerance issue. Violating the policy will result in, quote, dismissal without recourse or labor union representation. Wow!
That's just fantastic. And they talk about Russia, huh?
Right. This sounds like Australia, Bill. you don't even get to grieve it. If they just hear you say the words, let's go. We have listeners in Canada. We have in the Maritime provinces, they get the main station, and up in Montreal, Quebec area, they get WVMT from Burlington. If anybody in Canada wants to call up and just get it off your chest, we will allow you to come on American radio and yell, let's go, Brandon. And you know, it'll be like the Howie Carr Witness Protection Program. We'll put the voice changer on for any Canadian who wants to call up today and yell, let's go, Brandon. We will put the voice changer on. No one from Justin Trudeau on down will be able to recognize your voice. You will have safety.
And Howie,
yes.
What does this mean for the Brandon Manitoba hockey team, the Brandon Wheat Kings? Can they no longer cheer for their hockey league team? How dare you, sir?
Oh, this is terrible. And what happened? You know, I think you may have said this, or somebody else said this afternoon. What about when they go down to play in Detroit or Chicago or Boston, and a spontaneous chant breaks out, and it's being broadcast back? The game is being telecast back up to Canada. What happens then?
Hockey Night in Canada, taken off the air.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This could be a big problem, eh? 844-500-4242. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier is one of Eden Pure's best-selling products. And now Eden Pure is offering my listeners a special Thunderstorm 3-pack. One user writes, very surprised at how well the small units work. Noticed a difference almost immediately. I purchased the 3-pack and I'm happy I did, unquote. You could save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack right now. You'll get 3 units for under $200 and you'll save $200. One for your basement, first floor, and second floor, all in one purchase. With the 3-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house or workplace. It's been months now that we've been talking about the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. People still ask me if it really works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr has ditched the big tech overlords and taken his show to Rumble. Watch the show live and uncensored at Rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
There's so much going on in the world, whether it's stuff you're excited about or stuff you'd rather not think about for too long. You can't always control the vibes out there, but you can always control the vibes in your head with a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears. Raycons are my go-to for on-the-go audio, and their new everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. They come with an improved rubber oil look and feel, plus 3 new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best, with just the right amount of bass. There's also a built-in mic so you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. And they come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Right now, my listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/Howie.
neither shoulder to cry on.
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
I'll take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
The National Post, that's the big Canadian newspaper, the National Paper, memo banning anti-Joe Biden euphemism, Let's Go Brandon is fake, says Shared Services Canada. The federal government is saying it has nothing to do with a memo shared widely across the internet purporting to order a ban against the usage of the term Let's Go Brandon by Canadian civil servants. Over the weekend, thousands of people shared an image online of a paper memo that appeared to be threatening Canadian civil servants with immediate dismissal if they used Let's Go Brandon in internal communications. And we can set a Shared Services spokesperson. We can confirm this message was not issued by Shared Services Canada, and it does not reflect departmental policy. They'd like it to reflect departmental policy. Anyway, so even if it's not true, we still, our offer to all of our Canadian listeners remains open. You can call and say, Let's Go, Brandon, and we will use the voice changer to protect you, okay? 844-500-4242. Let's see here. It's a very good, if it's forgery, it's very good because it has the name and the address of the recipient and the salutation are all redacted the way it would be in most letters that you get for this kind of thing now in COVID world or fake COVID world. Anyway, 844-500-4242. It seems unlikely as well that the union would simultaneously sign off on policy to fire any member who shared an internet meme. Having seen what the unions are doing here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, I don't think that is it's that unlikely, actually. 844-500-4242. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Hi. Is the TSA using border collies to help herd the passengers through the airport?
They would be more likely to be using them down on the border, wouldn't they, to be herding all the illegal aliens to the local welfare offices?
Don't get me going on that. Good talking with you, Howie.
Thank you, Arthur. Joey, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joey.
Yes, Howie, I'd like to talk about Pete Buttigieg and how he's extolling the virtues of motherhood and taking care of his children and taking time off.
Yes.
And he's the one cabinet post head, while the other cabinet post head, Merrick Garland, is trying to throw soccer moms into concentration camps. It's like the administration doesn't know what it's...
Well, I don't know if he's trying to throw them into concentration camps exactly, Joey. I mean, you're right. He's totally out of control. You're talking about this memo that he was urged by this far left school association committee or organization, which is now, by the way, there've been 13 or 14 states have pulled out of this leftist group. I don't know why they were ever in it in the first place, considering they were using Angela Davis, the communist who spent some time on the lam in Cuba after the murder of a judge in California. I don't know what they were doing, but you're right. I mean, this administration has no clue what they're doing. I mean, they're all MIA. And again, we talked about this on Friday. I mean, is the country better off or worse off that he actually wasn't there, Buttigieg? Do you think he knows what he's doing? He doesn't have a clue what he's doing. He couldn't manage the city of South Bend, which is 100,000 people. He was the populace was up in arms. They were inducing an insurrection, as Lori Lightfoot would put it, in Chicago nearby. Donna, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Donna.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a friend that was flying home from Denver when Southwest was having all those flight delays.
Yeah.
And all the airlines are backed up, and they were having problems with getting through security. So they were like, well, you can have your choice. can either go through the TSA or go through the dogs. So he went through the dogs, and they just gave him like a one sniff over, and he got right on his plane. So I don't know if it was a good thing or a bad thing, but
I was just thinking the same thing. I mean, do you really have confidence that the dogs could spot something bad if a terrorist was bringing it through?
I do in a way, maybe more than TSA. I mean, they have a better nose than they do, but
but you can't smell a knife, can you? I don't know. I would like to go through with the dogs myself, but I don't think it's a good idea overall. I'm Howie Carr.